Klein, Politico Bombs with Israel Snooping in DC Smear. By Aaron Klein on September 14, 2019. New York, days before a critical election in Israel. Politico reported the U.S. government concluded that Israel was most likely behind the placement of cell phone snooping devices purportedly found in the vicinity of the White House. The wild claim does not cite any U.S. government agency but instead relies upon three former senior U.S. officials with knowledge of the matter who purport to know that the U.S. government concluded within the past 2 years that Israel was most likely behind the placement of cell phone surveillance devices that were found near the White House and other sensitive locations around Washington. The Israeli government has strongly denied the anonymously sourced allegations. A senior U.S. official was quoted as saying the Politico story is completely false. Absolutely false. I checked. President Trump himself said of the story, "I find that hard to believe." Speaking to reporters on Thursday, Trump further said, "I don't believe that. No, I don't believe that the Israelis are spying on us." Putting aside the American and Israeli denials and the lack of any evidence that the U.S. made any such conclusion, a closer look at the actual story reveals glaring red flags. The Politico story by Daniel Lipman charges. The miniature surveillance devices, colloquially known as stingrays, mimic regular cell towers to fool cell phones into giving them their locations and identity information. Formerly called International Mobile Subscriber Identity Catchers or IMSI catchers, they also can capture the contents of calls and data use. The devices were likely intended to spy on President Donald Trump, one of the former officials said, as well as his top aides and closest associates, though it's not clear whether the Israeli efforts were successful. A reader needs to scroll down a full 28 paragraphs to arrive at the detail that such IMSI catchers can also be made by sophisticated hobbyists or those willing to pay more than $150,000 for each device. Lipman allows. IMSI catchers, which are often used by local police agencies to surveil criminals, can also be made by sophisticated hobbyists or by the Harris Corporation, the manufacturer of stingrays, which cost more than $150,000 each, according to Vice News. The improbable plot gets even more absurd. In September 2014, CNBC broke the story about a technology company that discovered as many as 15 cell phone interception devices secretly operating in the nation's capital, capable of illicitly identifying the movements of prominent people, recording audio from mobile phones, listening to calls and reading email. CNBC reported on the IMSI catchers and even spent an afternoon driving around Washington with experts whose devices registered several malicious attempts to probe the phones. The news agency related that they contacted the FBI and Department of Justice to seek comment on the discovery of the devices. The CNBC reporter who authored the story, Eamon Javers, tweeted on Thursday that Politico's Lipman provides a likely answer to a mystery I first reported on back in 2014. Who's hacking DC's cell phones? Lipman himself retweeted Javers' tweet linking his 2014 article on IMSI catchers in DC to Politico's story citing former officials as claiming that Israel was operating such devices in America's capital to spy on Trump. So we are to believe that Israel risked spying on the Trump administration using devices that were not only planted in the open but similar to or even the same as the IMSI catchers in DC first reported in the news media 5 years ago. And, according to this outlandish narrative, Israel continued to deploy such easily discoverable devices for years even after CNBC revealed those attempts and publicly reported that it alerted the FBI about the IMSI catchers. We are to further believe that Israel has been spying in DC using devices so unsophisticated that civilian experts cited by CNBC in 2014 discovered similar snooping attempts with just one afternoon drive around the Capitol. Color me skeptical. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.